There was a rumor that a woman who was known to be a Zasula was, but the rumor said that she was actually a Ba'ula. So we don't pay heed to that. If the rumor was that a single woman was married with Nisuin, we also don't listen to that. If the rumor said that a single woman was married with Erisin, we also don't listen to that. If the rumor said that she became a Gedeshus today, in which case the rumor is typically believed, like we said in the Mishnah, but it didn't say who the husband was, the rumor is disregarded. If the rumor was that the woman was a Mamzeris, we disregarded it. If it said that she was a slave, we also disregarded it. If a rumor said that a person gave all the possessions to Hegdish, or that he made all his possessions Hefker, again, we disregard this rumor. Ula said, when the Mishnah says that we believe the rumor that a woman got married, it means that it's more than simple gossip. Rather, it means that they saw a room lit up and prepared for a Kedushin party, and people were seen going in and out and said that this woman had accepted Kedushin. Levi told a Brisa that says very similar to this as well, that when we say that we believe the rumor that a woman got married, it means that it's more than just simple gossip. Rather, it means they saw a room lit up with candles and prepared for a Kedushin party, and women were sitting there and rejoicing with the woman and saying that the woman had accepted Kedushin. Rabbi Baruch Hanan Nehemiah Yochanan said, when we say that we believe the rumor that a woman got married, it means that it's more than simple gossip. Rather, we saw a room lit up, prepared for a Kedushin party, and people going in and out. If the people say that she accepted Kedushin, that's a rumor we believe. If they don't say anything, that's a rebuttal for the rumor. In fact, if they say nothing at all, there's no rumor, so what needs a rebuttal? Rabbi Yochanan is teaching that a rebuttal to a rumor must take place immediately. This is contrary to Rabbi Rav Huna, who said that it can take place many days later. Rabbi Abba, in the name of Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, said a rumor is believed when the source of the rumor can be traced back, meaning by asking one person who said the rumor, who told it to you, go all the way back to the source. That would be more than a rumor. That would be true testimony at the source person. So why is it only called a rumor? So Shmuel bar Yehuda said that Rav means that if when searching for the source, it's determined that the people at the source have left to overseas, that would become a rumor that we rely on. Do we negate a rumor that was later found to be false or not? Meaning, does Bezdin reverse the psak that was based on this rumor when we find out later the rumor was not true? Rav Yosef said, since Rav Chista has said that we only accept the rumor when it is said by people who are fit to be witnesses, we see that we do negate a rumor, because Rabbanim were lenient in the matters of rumor. Rabbi asked, since Rav Sheisha said that we accept rumors even told over by women, so we see that we would not negate a rumor, because we see how easy it is they accept the rumor. Rabbi Yosef said, different places have different customs. In Surah, they would negate rumors, and in Harada, they would not. There was a rumor that a woman was mikdashus to a certain man. Rav Chama called her father and asked for the circumstances that led to the rumor. He said she accepted kedushin on a condition that he not go to Beit Chuzay, but he did go, so the kedushin was not effective. Rav Chama said, since the fact was not known at the time and is first being reported now, the Beit about this tonight, we can't believe it, and therefore she is treated as being mikdashus to this man. Another case, there was a rumor where that a woman accepted a date flesh that remained stuck to the pit as kedushin. Rav Yehuda bar Avin asked Abaya, what's the halacha in that case? He answered that even according to the view that we don't normally negate a rumor, in this case we would do so, because people will attribute the fact that she's not mikdashus to the fact that her kedushin was less than the value of a pruta, not to the fact that we negated a rumor. Another case, there was a rumor that a woman was mikdashus to the son of so-and-so, but without specifying which son. Rava said, in this case, all would agree that we can negate the rumor, because the people will say that the kedushin was bought because it turned out that it was a cotton. The son that was involved in the kedushin was actually a cotton, and therefore they just disbanded the kedushin. There was another rumor that a woman accepted kedushin from a cotton that looked like an adult. Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, it will be readily apparent that he has the intellect of a minor, and therefore people will know that the kedushin is batal. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, we listen to an amasla to nullify a rumor, even if it first comes up 10 days after the rumor. Rav Zvid said, if there's reason to believe that there's an amasla, we act as though the amasla was stated. Papa asked, the Mishnah seems to say that there has to be an actual amasla. The Mara says the Mishnah should be understood as saying that even if there is a reason to believe that there is an amasla, still. If Kahana asked Rav Papa, how could you say that the amasla is only recognized when it's actually stated? The Mishnah says that if a woman thought her husband had died and therefore accepted kedushin from somebody else, the husband then returned, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Now, in this case, people will surely think that the first husband had divorced her, and yet she's marrying him after having accepted a kedushin from somebody else. How do we allow it? We have to say that there's an amasla that the rumored get was given on a condition that was not fulfilled, and that's why it was never effective. We see that we recognize the amasla even though it was never stated. And for the Gemara, the reason why we allow her to go back to the first husband in that case is because the first husband returns and publicly argues that the second marriage was void. That makes people realize that the entire rumor was false. If so, this should apply even if she entered into the suit with the second man, and yet we've learned in that that case, she would not be allowed to return to the first husband if she had already entered into Nisuin with the second man. And for the Gemara, when she enters into Nisuin, she has done an Isser, and the Rabbanan therefore penalized her from going back to her first husband. However, accepting Kedushin from the second man doesn't involve any Isser, and that's why she's still allowed to go back to the first husband. Ravashi said, any rumor that was not established in court is not a rumor, and we don't have to concern ourselves with that. Ravashi also said, any rumor about the marital status of a woman after she was already married with Nisuin is also something that we do not concern ourselves with. We don't even listen to it. Zmar says this suggests that a rumor that comes about after only an erusin is something that we would concern ourselves with. Rav Chaviva said even a rumor after erusin is not something we concern ourselves with. Gemara passes like Rav Chaviva that we would not concern ourselves with a rumor after erusin. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba said, "Tamin Rav Yishmuel, what's the halacha if there is a rumor that a woman accepted kedushin from one man, then she accepted a full kedushin in front of witnesses? Shmuel says she has to leave the second man, but you must look into the matter and tell me what you find. What does that mean? You have to look into the matter. It can't be that he meant to look into it to see if you find the rumor to be false, because we could then negate that rumor, because Shmuel was in Ardo where they did not negate rumors. Rather, he meant that if it turns out that the rumors were true, she will not need a get from the second man before marrying somebody else." This argues on Rav Huna, who said that if a married woman accepted kedushin from another man, she needs a get from him. What would happen if they could not determine whether the rumor was true? So Rav Huna says she may divorce the first one and marry the second one, but she may not divorce the second one and marry the first one, because that will lead people to say that you may marry your wife that you divorced from Erison, who then went and married another man. Rav Shinano, the son of Rav Edi, said that she may even divorce the second man and marry the first, because people will say that the matter must have been looked into, and it must have been determined that the kedushin of the second man was accepted in error. What's the halacha if there's a rumor that a woman accepted kedushin from one man and then another man? Rav Papa said that even in this case, she may divorce the first one and marry the second one, but not vice versa. Amemer says she may marry either man after receiving a get from the other man. The more paskins like Amemer.